Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouse and our children. The name that we're going to discuss today is Ash-Shakur, which means the most grateful. Now, gratitude is one of those characteristics that we should always try to encompass in our daily lives, but it can be difficult sometimes to consistently have that gratitude, to consistently express that gratefulness. When we talk about reaching a level of contentment or identifying with a nafs mutma'inna, which is the highest level of the nafs, the contented self, it is about reaching that level of contentment through gratitude, by consistently being grateful. What does it mean to be grateful in action? What does it mean to show that gratefulness to our spouse or to our children? We shy away sometimes from expressing appreciation. We shy away sometimes from expressing that something has been done that is kind, something has been said that is nice, something, an action or a deed has been completed that we are grateful for. And even if we may feel that internal gratefulness, we're sometimes hesitant to speak it. We've spoken previously about incorporating the languages of love and understanding the languages of love of our spouse and of our children in order to love someone the way that they want to be loved. The language of affirmation is closely linked to being grateful, because when we affirm or provide that positive affirmation to our spouse or to our children, we are speaking a language they understand. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ash-Shakur, the most grateful, allows us to be grateful, allows us to experience that gratitude in our day-to-day lives. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue